This is Sheila Hummel and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Our first hymn today was written by Keith Getty and Stuart Townend and is called In Christ Alone. It's a hymn which sets out what we believe as Christians. The theme of it is the life, death and resurrection of Christ, and that he is God and even death cannot hold him. It says, no guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. Till on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. It's sung here by Kristen Getty.
In Christ alone my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Of Christ.
In last week's programme, we learned how Jesus seemed to be wanting to know what his disciples had understood about him, who he claimed to be, which is probably why he asked his disciples who they thought he was. "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God," Simon Peter had said, and Jesus commended him for his answer. So this disciple must have been feeling very proud, but his bubble is about to burst. Let's hear how the conversation ends in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16, reading from verse 21. "From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. 'Never, Lord,' he said, 'this shall never happen to you.' Jesus turned and said to Peter, 'Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns.'" Jesus was, in fact, standing his ground. He knew what was ahead for him. He was aware of his destiny and the price he would have to pay as Messiah. Our next song contains these words: "You brought hope. You brought life. Conquered fear. No, it wasn't always easy. You stood your ground. Kept your faith." It's a song called Sing, sung here by Gary Barlow and the Commonwealth Band featuring the Military Wives.
Make some noise, find your voice.
Jesus began to teach them that suffering and death was just around the corner for him. So too being raised to life on the third day. He is trying to prepare his disciples for what is to come. But this isn't what Peter or the others, for that matter, want to hear. This isn't what they personally signed up for. So he protests. But now Jesus hears only the voice of the devil through Peter's words, taunting him, persuading him that death is surely not the best way forward. There are also echoes here of Jesus' time in the wilderness, when he was tempted by the devil, and also echoes of the serpent saying to Eve in the Garden of Eden, "Surely not, you won't die if you eat. You'll be like gods." This is why Jesus says sternly, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Our next hymn has these words, "Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and hath shed his own blood for my soul." It's a song by Sovereign Grace Music, and it's called "It Is Well With My Soul."
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows I see billows roll, whatever I love, thou hast taught me to say,
Peter. I feel sorry for him. There can be nothing worse than getting a response so very wrong in front of one's friends. He must have been stunned. In his first answer, he's told God is speaking through him. And now with this answer, the devil is. But his heart is in the right place. This wasn't what he wanted for his master, to suffer. This wasn't how he had seen their future mission. He had most likely envisaged glory and success, not shame and death. Full of good intentions was Peter, but a man of contradictions. He was faithful and strong, yet he could be weak and impulsive. He had displayed qualities of leadership that Jesus recognized in him, but he could also get things wrong big time. Like us, really. Human. It's probably why we warm to him so much. But then Jesus had this to say to them all, words even more shocking. "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it." So then, if they wanted to be his disciples, this was the deal. They were being called to take up the cross and follow him. walk a similar road of self-denial, to face many challenges and great danger, even death. This is still his call to us today, and many are living out such sacrifices in their lives all over the world to be followers of Jesus. Jesus didn't call us to a life of pleasant fellowship and security, although we may well experience that in our churches each week in the West. No, he calls his followers to walk the hard and difficult road, that his life might be lived through us, so that others might find him too, and know his power to save, and learn from his teachings. Those who live out his teaching and practice may well meet similar opposition. But in return, he has promised to be with us forever, and that we will ultimately know his deep peace and abundant life. Here is the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir singing those words, "Take up your cross." I found a lovely song once that reads like a poem of love. I want to read it out to you before you hear it sung, because it reminds me of Jesus asking, "Who am I in the hearts of the people?" Because this song actually turns the question round and asks the opposite. Who am I in the heart of God? Who am I that he calls me to follow him and know him? Here are the words. Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name? Would care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever-wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapour in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you've told me who I am. I am yours. I am yours. Here it is, sung by Casting Crowns, written by Mark Hall, a song called Who Am I?
Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name would care to feel my hurt. Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Well, not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling. The voice that calmed the sea would call out through the rain and calm the storm in me. Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are.
God loves us, but he loves us too much to leave us where we are. If we were to look at ourselves in the mirror, we may not think much of what we see, but when Jesus looks at us in the same mirror, he sees a child he loves, so full of potential, and he calls that child to travel with him. Are we ready for such a journey? And are you able to pray this following prayer with me this morning? Lord God, I am now ready to follow you. I don't know what will be asked of me or what I may have to face in the future, but it's my heart's desire to really know you and journey with you the rest of my life. Help me to take up my cross and follow you wherever you may lead. Amen. Our final song from the film Joyful Noise is Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror. And so we say goodbye from myself, Sheila Hummel, and from Andrew Ridgewick, my technician.
Bye, everyone.
Have a good week, won't you? And take care. Bye for now.
As I turn up the collar on my favourite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see their need? A summer's disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why I want you to know I'm starting with the asking him to change his ways, and no message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make a change.